Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Tony, I've got good news, I've got bad news.
Okay.
The bad news I'll tell you about later. The good news is this is third truck. Put up. That was third truck, Tony. We found them on Japan Files. What I want to know is, what is their website? I'll give you a clue. It's not to do with Japan Files. What is their website?
Thirdtruck.com?
No, it's p.tosp.co.jp/i.asp?i=3p Santora.
Huh.
Which makes it probably be an internet one, Daniel. And surprisingly, if you do follow that address, you do get offered the chance to translate it into English. It is all right. So if you type in third truck, as in 3RD truck, into the internet, you will find it. Anyway, probably be the internet one. Tony Neil, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
Third truck, a little bit of that's classic Japanese pop punk there. And you know what I'm like with mis-symmetry and getting it right and wrong and that. I've only gone and done it again, haven't I, sort of.
Okay, sort of.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Right. So there will be another Japanese band at the end of this show. I'm starting to tell you a little bit about what's coming up in the show these days. I'm acting like a proper DJ. I'm going to have to stop that. Now, let's be honest with our listeners this week.
Okay.
We haven't really got anything to tell them, have we?
Not really.
From them?
Yeah, they've been very quiet. Maybe it's holiday season, I don't know.
It's been very quiet. Well, I'll let you berate them in the next section. I'd just like to have a little word about the tennis, in particular women's tennis, and pointing in the direction of my blog, because I've had a bit of departure from my usual blogs in the last two, in that they haven't been about me drinking. They've been about stuff. So if you're bored of reading about me just going out drinking, there's two different ones up at Paulie B, PoorlyBee.blogspot.com. There's one about World War and nicking stuff, and there's one about tennis, because I've been watching Wimbledon. Have you been watching Wimbledon?
Only like the highlights on the news, so no.
Oh, you know me, I've been watching it all day,
yeah,
mate.
Sure.
It's been brilliant. Mainly women's tennis. But I think the women's tennis has been fantastic this year, actually.
It looks like it's some weird results, because the Williams sisters are both out as well.
Well, yeah, but neither of them were fit, to be fair.
They
were,
well, I think Serena's pretty fit, but they weren't. They were coming back from injury and all that sort of thing. But a girl I earmarked is going through to the final. Rozicki. I think she's called Rozicki. Or no, it might be Lozicki. Rozicki's a football player, isn't he? Lozicki. Something like something icky. She's something icky.
Something icky.
She's something icky. She was unseeded at the start of the tournament. I saw her in the first round match. She was fantastic. And she's through to the semi-finals. But she's going to come up against Sharapova, I think, now, who is looking rather impressive as well. I've seen some demolitions today. Anyway, sorry. This is what happens when you don't send us stuff in you're supposed to, like birds of the week, things like that. I end up talking about tennis. Now, are you ready for the bad news?
Yes.
That I threatened at the start of the show. Well, this is leading into song two on this week's show. Sweatmaster, as you know, one of my favourite, probably my favourite band to ever come out of Finland.
Yeah, okay.
And I include those nutters that won Eurovision. What were they called? Lordi.
Yeah.
I'm including Lordi in this. Sweatmaster, my favourite band to ever come out of Finland, have decided to call it a day.
No.
And after the gigs that they're booked into this summer, they're giving up. I'm very, very upset about it. I think they're absolutely brilliant. I have got, now this is interesting, as a result of a conversation I had with someone last week, I decided to dig up a Sweatmaster CD, which was an 8-track CD called Song With No Words, which had Song With No Words on it, which was the Kiosk one, and the B-side to that, Dirty Little Things, and then 6 other tracks that they've never done anywhere else. And we're going to play one now. This was originally done by a band called Music Machine in the 60s and was actually a top 20 hit in the US. I didn't know that. Sweatmaster have covered it. What we're going to do, I know this is terrible, terrible bad news. I'm so upset about it. I'm actually going to do, if it's all right with you, Tone, I'm going to do a Sweatmaster special in a few weeks' time.
Ah, nice.
And we're going to dedicate the whole show to Sweatmaster.
Can we play Song With No Words?
We will almost certainly be playing Song With No Words.
Excellent.
We'll also be playing an exclusive track that's never been released on anything at all and has never been played anywhere, and we're going to be playing it.
Okay. Cool.
A sort of exclusive to mark the end of what has been a fantastic musical career by 3 very talented musicians, a great band. It's going to be really, really sorry to lose them. In fact, if you have any nice words say about Sweatmaster, or any memories of either seeing the band or anything, any songs that you've bought, any albums you downloaded, favourite tracks, whatever, do email them to paulieb@punkyred.com. Tighten your email, Sweatmaster. This right now, what is their website, Tony?
Sweatmaster.net?
It is.
Is it?
Tony.com, point of the internet one, talk.
As something more than wild, I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. I have to hide my face. Of course I'm out of place. We'll cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in a hibernation, the drugs I've had are gone. My social lives are done, my name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies, guess I'm down to size.
You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now, so thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, well, I don't know what to say. Have you got any podcast alley or Facebook comments?
No and no.
There's a Facebook comment, wasn't there?
Was there?
I think so.
He's been clicking through. Let me just check that.
I don't think you read it out last week. Yeah, that's the thing about when we do this live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One. That thing you do. Do you want to do that one?
I'll do that one.
Why don't you go through Facebook and do that one? You never know. We might even make it to the end of this section.
Brilliant. Well, we've had one new Facebook comment on our Facebook page. Please
have
do.
Have we really?
Yeah. If you're on Facebook, please do like our page and leave us a comment. Just search for Punky Radio on Facebook, and it's the radio station one. There's only one. There's a radio station. Just click on that, like us, and leave us a comment. We're going to try and read more comments from this and less from Podcast Alley, seeing as you don't leave them. Anyway, we've got one here from Thomas Balderston. Tom Bowley.
Tom Bowley.
Who says, all right, Knob Chops. How's this podcasting going? It's going all right. Giving up yet? No. Hope all is well. Haven't been able to write you any crap, as I now live an hour away from the nearest town with no internet access. Probably for the best. I now download my Punkies 10 hours at a time. They make for great podcast beaming sessions. Keep up the good work. Your silent but deadly friend, Tom Bowley.
Tom Bowley. Thank you very much, Tom. And I'm very sorry you have no internet access. It must be hard locating porn. You must be going back to looking under bushes. Which is what we had to do back in the old days.
Down by the railway.
Yeah, so now, there were some attempts to leave Podcast Alley comments as well, Tony. Because I know you sent a shout-out, didn't you? I know at least one person who tried to vote, but it was down.
Yeah, well, the board's down. The forum's down, but not the voting. So I think it's wrong place. So please do vote for us. Looks like it's still working. I think we had one through yesterday, but we've got one, but I'm going to save it. Yeah, please do vote for us. Go to punkyrage.com, top of the screen. Important, please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you don't wish, because we read them out. Either that or leave us a Facebook comment, as previously mentioned.
Well, Tony, well done. Yes. You've got through this bit very, very nicely. Right. And you know what? I really like getting cuts and bruises on the shag days. But I prefer abrasions the fuck nights. You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath the thank now. Thank now. You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. Mixed doubles is brilliant, isn't it? I'm watching it on silent. I'm loving the tennis. Mixed doubles is mental. Right, now, that was the Fuck Knights, Tony, who came through from Dirty Water Records and are part of my ongoing symmetry for this week, but not for the reason you might think. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/fucknights.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, in the Internet 1. That's a little tranche of garage punk right there. Lot of good music via Dirty Water Records. Do type in Dirty Water Records to the internet and find out the rest. And thanks very much to Paul Manchester for helping me sort out this week's show. You'll understand why later on. Now, I haven't spoken to you. I normally get to talk about what I've done over the last week in this section, but it's been really boring. I haven't really done anything. I'm gearing up to going away next week, and I had some gigs, but they were just all right. One in Diss, one in Coventry. They both went fine. I drove to both of them. I drove back again. I didn't go out either time. I didn't go out over the weekend. Didn't do anything because I got back into a dwindling spiral I like to call my poker nightmare.
Oh, no.
I've been playing poker on Facebook again, and it's all gone horribly wrong, right? I was doing really well. I got myself back up to 100 million chips.
Did you?
As of last night, I had 2.5 million. I've absolutely blown it. I have been the top-ranked comedian on Facebook poker for the last 3 years, except for when I got all my chips nicked when I was hacked, if you remember, and then I got back up, so I was top again. And I was super top again, and I was loving it. And then I had what I can only describe as a bad beat, where I went all in with aces with 8 mil, and someone called me with something stupid, and they won. That sent me on this downward spiral, which when I started last night, I had 16 million. And I was playing all right. I wasn't on tilt or anything. Every single time I had a good hand, and then it became a bet hand on the flop, I raised again. Some idiot called me, beat me on the river. This happened again and again and again. I got down to 2.5 million at 5 o'clock this morning, gave up. So I have to go to bed. This is ridiculous. So I don't know now whether I can bring myself to go back on there to try and play again, because I don't know whether I can sit through trying to get the chips back. I don't know. Have you played on there recently?
No, not for ages. I think I've won like 7 million or something.
Way above me.
I never realised you got 100 million. Jesus.
Yeah, I got back up to 100 mil last week, and then I went from 50 to 100 quite quickly.
Right.
And then just lost it all again. It was just embarrassing. What
is this
a mess.
Just playing idiots, or is it, are people just going on stupid cards, or is it just bad luck?
Yeah, it's just time and again. I've just had a bad run of luck, basically. I haven't been playing badly particularly. It's just every time I've had a really great hand and gone all in, someone else has and they've won. It's just, I mean, I have won as well. But when I've won, it hasn't been as much as when I've lost, sadly. And it's just, as I say, it's a downward spiral. It's like one step forward, two steps back, to quote some rubbish song from the 80s. Or something like that. That was two steps forward, one step back. I don't care. What I do care about, though, Tony, is Mama Rosine and Hipbone Slim, who've got a joint album out called Louisiana Fun. Mama Rosine together with Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Two bands from Voodoo Rhythm Records who got together to do an album. One band are a Cajun band from Switzerland. One band are basically a blues band from Oxfordshire in the UK. And so this is a combination of Cajun and blues, basically. What I want to know is, Tony, is let's do Mama Rosine's MySpace page. What is it?
MySpace.com/MamaRosine.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 1. This is Mama Rosine with Sir Ball Diddley singing from Hipbone Slim. This is The Cat Never Sleeps.
Yeah.
was The Roots and Be My Jane from their new album Alligator, which is also out, like The Fuck Nights, on Dirty Water Records. The Roots' first album was on Motorsounds from our old friends in Lurgan in Northern Ireland. This is another great album. They're a really, really great band. Another Japanese band, in fact. What one of those? What's their website, Tony?
TheRoots.jp?
No, it's TheRootsJapan.com, which makes it probably be the internet. Two, Tony, three. This was the track that Paul Manchester sent me, because I have access, being a top podcaster in the world, to all sorts of free downloadable music that other people don't. I do not abuse this system. What happens is, when you download a track from the Dirty Water special things for advertising things, you can only download it once, and I downloaded it, but something bad happened to the internet and it didn't download it. There was a stupid corrupted file. So I got in touch with the lovely Paul Manchester at Dirty Water Records and said, listen, you can't do me a favour, can you, and send me The Roots Be My Jane, because I've tried to download it and it's messed up and now I can't. He sent it within half an hour.
Absolutely. Nice.
So we've got it on the show this week. Thank you to Paul. That's a great song. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
12 bar.
It's a 12 bar.
It is 12 bar.
12 bar.
12 bar. Yes, 12 Bar Club. Still under Mosh D in London. Please do check it out. As always, we're going to do the weekend gigs only. Here we go. Friday, 1st of July. The Skellies, Krakatoa, the 1939s, and Gida.
Oh, that'd hurt, wouldn't it? If you cracked a toe.
Yeah, Krakatoa.
Krakatoa.
It's a London calling night.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah. And how much is it going to be?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday, 2nd July. No Direction, Conviction, Tyrants, and more acts we confirmed. It's a Ruction Records night. I think they're usually quite heavy, I think. But still good. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday night, the tricky Sunday night. 3rd of July, Turnstile Junk Pile. Scott Dennis and Simon Stanley Ward. It's a Dogfish Trombone Presents night.
Crikey.
Country and Americana.
Ooh.
Mm.
See, in normal circumstances, for country and Americana, I'd knock off a pound.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with a recession-busting £5.
You'd be right.
Yes! Come on!
That's
17 quid well spent this weekend, should you want to go out all three nights. I've even added up. Oh, I'm good this week. I've done 6 plus 6 plus 5 without so much as a buy your leave. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, 12 bar. Never get it right. I got the prices right, but not that. Oh. So it seems only right that I would now play something. You know how track 3 was by The Fuck Nights, and I'm going for Symmetry this week, but not in a conventional form?
Yeah.
Track 6 is by The Fuck Wits.
Oh.
Who we've got via Punker Page, I think. Another great band. You can see the influence of The Clash on this band. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/forfuckwits?
No, it's MySpace.com/fuckwits. Yeah. Which makes it probably the Internet 3, Tony 3. You had a migraine last week, didn't you?
I did.
This might have helped you out. Paracetamol.
See you tomorrow. your sake. Stop and think. Instead, love to read again. What the hell is this? Looking in the fridge, something I don't recognize. Voicemail on the trail. Feel that the monster is a bitch. Shocking to believe out there on the street. It's the final confirmation. Realize it's you.
That was the Fuckwits and Paracetamol, Tony.
Nice.
Which reminds me of one of my favourite jokes. Why don't they have headaches in the jungle?
Don't know.
Because the parrots eat them all. You're listening to Midnight Configuration Unleashed right now. I've made myself chuckle, if no one else. I was reminded of another fantastic joke the other night as well. Oh, it doesn't matter. This week, you do anything this week?
Going on holiday.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Tony? This could be information.
Yeah, we're going on Thursday. We're going to Belgium. We're going to Ghent.
Right.
Never been to Ghent before. Been to Belgium. Usually spend most of the time in Belgium on the Antwerp Ring Road.
You do like the Antwerp, but you don't like to go the wrong way around the Antwerp. Or indeed, take the brown line to Bulwell.
Exactly. Well, the plan on the way to Ghent is you don't have to go to Antwerp, so we're going to Ghent for chocolate and paedophilia, as you've got to do in Belgium, I suppose.
Well, they're the two main tourist attractions there. Yeah. The two are not unconnected. What does Ghent have to offer then, Tony? You've done some research into Ghent?
I've absolutely no research whatsoever. I've heard
it's a magical mystery tour to Ghent. Yeah. Ta-da! A magical mystery tour to Belgium. The magical mystery tour is going to take you away. Going to take you away to have some chocolate paedophilia. Yeah.
So, yeah, 3 days in Ghent, and then we're going to got another week booked in. We booked the ferry on Thursday, we come back a week on Saturday, so we've got a big blank space to fill, but we'll be going to see Steph's parents in Germany, and then just driving around a little bit. run a bit Germany, but mainly the only bit that's booked is Belgium and the return home. So I've got a floating week of things to fill. So I'll know when I get back.
You've got Ghent, and then you're going to be floating around Germany.
Floating around Germany. Beer and sausages. Yeah.
Beer and sausages. Chocolate paedophilia, beer and sausages. What a week! Hope you have fun. This weekend, I'm doing my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth, and they're going to be absolutely brilliant. They're both kind of part of festivals. Hitchin and Letchworth, two different towns next to each other, are both managing to have festivals of sorts the same weekend. Well, the Hitchin Festival goes on for a month, and is various recitals and things for old people, but we're included in it. And the Last Minute Comedy Club on Friday at Woodside Hall in Hitchin features Adam Bloom, who's brilliant, one of my favourite comics, and David Whitney, who's also one of my favourite comics and one of my best mates on the circuit. It's going to be a terrific night. On the Saturday night, it's not officially part of Letchworth Festival, but there's a two-day festival in Letchworth that we're on at night, with one of the main things on at night, basically. So, and it's the same bill. Same money both nights, £10, £8 members. You can find out more on the lastminutecomedy.com website, which you have, of course, updated, haven't you, Tony?
Yes.
Brilliant. So you'll be able to find out all the information there. It'll be fantastic. Time for song 7, Tone.
Okay.
You might remember that song 2 was by Sweatmaster, who are from Finland, which is a Baltic country. Okay. Sweatmaster were at one point on Bad Afro Records.
They were.
As are The Setting Sun. I nearly said that again. The Setting Sun, who are on Bad Afro Records. We've played a couple of tracks from them, but not for a long time. I'll tell you all about it afterwards. This is Wrong from the Start. I'm watching, Tony.
No,
it's doubles. Just one of the blokes looked really, really girly at one end. You are listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks to Project Marv particularly for taking the time out to do some new beds for us, and thank you very much, Tony, for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
What I want to know is, what is the Setting Sun's MySpace page?
myspace.com/ the Setting Sun.
It is. It's Tony 4, probably the Internet 3. Could this be a win this week, Tony? Who knows? That is from The Setting Sun's second album called Spring of Hate, which I particularly like because it's a play on Summer of Love. And I'm much more about the hate these days, much more about the hate, particularly stupid poker players online. Grr. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, this week's a disaster. What's happened here?
I don't know. This the twat has dried when truly up. I don't know, maybe the whole non-twatting of the sun has affected it. I don't know. I hope not.
I just don't think you can call the sun a twat.
You can't really.
I'm just standing by.
Give her of life. Give her of light.
Yeah, give her of page three, girls.
So yeah, so please do email me your twats. Need them. Tony@punkyvasia.com. What the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Make them better than the sun, and we'll read them out on the show.
But it's all right, because you've got something exciting to talk about, haven't you?
Yeah. So we've mentioned before Maria from Save Our Scene, who is trying to save the town mill. I think that's still ongoing. But they have managed to sort a few things out. One of them is a festival they've been working at for most of the year. So I'm going to read some information on that. It's in a few months. It's September the 2nd to the 4th. This is the Green Peaks Festival. The lineup confirmed so far is the Dub Pistols, Dub the Earth, China Shop Ball, Cracked Actors, AOS3, Taranism, Head Games, 10 O'Clock Horses, of course, The Dooberies, Hat Stars, yeah, Los Salvadors, Left Hand Drive, Damon Downs Band, Mark Block and the Breezes, and much more.
The Dub Pistols are really good, by the way.
Yeah. I think I've seen them, actually. Maybe.
I think you probably have. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
Quite a big band. She's done well, getting.
There's also Green Market, which is a diverse and ecologically sound trading area, ethically sourced. There's kids' space, drumming workshops, arts and crafts, circus skills workshops, face painting, willow workshop. There's also the Knockerdown Inn, Bar and Food.
Very good. That's my favourite bit already.
Yeah. And there's also going to be other stores for food, vegetarian foods, and additional food traders. It's a proper festival, and you can camp. Tickets are now on sale.
Tony, you'll like that. You're particularly good.
I do love a bit of camp.
Give you a chance to get your frock out and disturb everyone again.
I think I need to sell that. I might put it on eBay.
What have we got in common over the last 18 months?
We both worn women's clothes.
Correct. With some aplomb.
Well, you've got to commit to it, haven't you?
We both look surprisingly relaxed in those outfits. More information about the festival, please.
Yes, it was greenpeaksfestival.co.uk. You can buy tickets, £35 for adults, £20 for children 5 to 18 years. It's free to under fives. Car park is £15, and there's a free shuttle bus provided as well. It's on the Knockerdown Inn Farm near Ashbourne, Derbyshire. More information.
If you get the chance to go. You'll be doing everybody a favour, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah. And they put a lot of work into it, so it will be great and very well
organised. It'll be fantastic. It'll be really good.
Yeah. Greenpeaksfestival.co.uk.
Well done, Tone. So that's made up for a lack of twats this week.
Yes.
Let's hope we have some soon. Right, last track this week, and I return in my symmetry to Japan Files and a band called Gyogon Rens. What do I know is, Tony, what is their website?
gyogonrens.jp?
You've got no chance here, mate. The only thing I could find that's got a decent amount of information about them is on Last.fm, which is last.fm/music/Gyogon, Gyogun, plus, that's the symbol for plus, Rend, R-E-N-D, _S, which makes it an honourable draw this week. Paulie B. The Internet 4, Tony 4. This is Black Diamond.
Die!
That was Gjorgen Renz, Tony. Thanks very much for listening this week. We are after your submissions, though, listeners. We haven't had anything. I've got a joke for next week. We are still getting Comedy Suburbs in. Oh, I've got a poem as well for next week. Poetry Corner, Comedy Suburbs. Please send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. I like your jokes and your poems. Tony, you've got quite a few things you want people to do, haven't you?
Yeah, so top of the list is I Need Twats. Please do email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twats name, where they're from, and the reason. Also, Podcast Alley comments. It's a new month as of Friday, 1st of July, so please do get your Podcast Alley votes in. Easy way, punkyradio.com, top of the screen. Important, please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment, and we'll read them out. Alternatively, if you don't fancy that much, leave a Facebook comment. Go to our Facebook page, search for Punky Radio, it's the radio station one. Leave us a comment and like our page.
You've left off iTunes, you pillock.
And don't forget iTunes, you pillock, by going to punkyradio.com.upillock, clicking on the iTunes link on the left, you pillock.
I'll call you a pillock. Do leave us a review at iTunes, regardless of how you do it. For some bizarre reason, it moves us up the featured list. It means more people listen to the show, more people hear the band, and we all do better. I'm right about that, aren't I? I am right about that, yeah. And I called you a pillock, and you've really taken that to heart. I can tell by the tone of your voice you're really upset about me calling you a pillock. Well, tough, I stand by it, pillock. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, pillock.
Apoog, apoog.